Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is Chef Gerardo, and welcome to Foodomania Morning. Hope everybody's doing okay out there today. It's sunny out again for a change. Joke, get it? But actually reading the weather reports next week in about Tuesday or Wednesday times, guess what? Rain's coming back. So, we got to get a little bit of those April showers while it's April. All right, just want to say hi to Rhonda E. Welcome, Rhonda E.
Good morning.
There she is. Remember that you got that 3-second delay, and sometimes it sounds like a little bit delay, but we'll do the best we can. Anyway, good morning to you. Hope everything's going okay out there. Just getting the day started. And how's your day going today?
Sitting here with my big dog this morning. She's like, what's going on? I'm not outside. I'm inside. I gave her a bath yesterday, I gave her a shower in the faucet outside where I usually take my dogs inside their little kennel back there and spray them down with the hose and let them dry in the beautiful, nice. She feels nice and soft this morning. But she's
good.
Not in the backyard right
really
now.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, she's not in the backyard right now, so.
Right. You got to have a soft dog. It's really important. You need that. You need some soft dog to cuddle.
She's a golden doodle, so that's a lot of hair. And I have a groomer. But obviously the groomers aren't working right now, so I have to groom her. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's nice to have a groomer. But you can do it yourself, but yes, it's nice to have somebody else handle that part of it. Which is especially on a dog that's pretty much bigger than the average 5-year-old child. But
she's pretty big.
Yeah, she's very, very, very cool dog. I have met her. Anyway, so it's a Friday, the end of the week. Certain things to be thinking about that I said I would mention today, just as we get started in the day, since it is Friday, and certain businesses and certain. Essential businesses. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say anything that make anybody feel bad, but bottom line is that there's certain things that you can only take care of during the week. Specifically, again, to all your food service workers out there, it's unemployment. So make sure that you got your ducks in a row. Some people have to call in their weekly report today. make sure you get that done. In a timely way, so it doesn't delay any payments coming your way. For those of you that are still waiting, it's a hard process because the month is halfway. So check your ESD website. You can get a lot more information sometimes there than trying to get on the phone. But give it a shot as far as calling. It'll be extremely harder even today than yesterday to get through. But you never know. It's kind of like going to the casino. You just keep dialing, and maybe one day you'll get something other than right now. We're have a lot of claims that we're processing. You can always call between such and such or go to the website or blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Boom, you get cut off. You're always hoping that there's going to be one thing that they're going to say in that message that's going to be like, okay, hold on for the next available agent. But that never happens.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, Toronto.
Yes.
Funny thing is you can call T-Mobile and they'll say something a little different. They'll say something like, how can I help you? How can I help you, Terry?
Right. How can I have you spend money today? No, let me tell you, there is no shortage of it's amazing the amount of and how fast it is. And being in technology, I understand how fast you can put something together video-wise to make it look like it's been years in the planning. But the bottom line is the commercials and the things that are coming my way between the studio and between regular life, the marketing is brilliant, especially As far as like, software for production and artwork and radio stuff, and, you know, that's coming my direction. So the good thing is that there's a lot of extended free trials of very expensive software. So if you want to improve your music or do better sounding, you know, mixes, et cetera. Right now, if you're on a limited budget, you can't afford these new great plugins for $50 or $100 a piece. A lot of these companies are now offering tremendous, you know, 3 month, 4 month free trials, which means that during hibernation, we could work on our projects and get them all done even better because we got the access to all this great stuff, you know. But anyway, so right now, just considering, oh my gosh, and considering, I am so sorry, I'm taking a pause from you because somehow Rhonda E got muted. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
There we go. Okay, good. Here you are. But anyway, so take advantage of those things. But then on the other side of the coin, they're hitting us with advertising on things that we really, really don't need, especially cars. Right now, I don't think it's ever been easier to buy a car. It's pretty crazy. So right now, you can literally, have no money down, no payments for 8 months, and you can get yourself a great new car. Except where you're going to really drive it to at this point in time. I guess you can get one.
Well, how many
take drives?
How many people can go on the car lot? If only 10 people can be in the store, how many people can go to the car
lot? No. Here's the deal. They got car vending machines now. I'm not kidding. You do all your cars. Yeah, okay, here's what you do. You do all your paperwork, all your financing work, all the stuff. You shop for the car. You find the car. You see a video of it. You see a real-time video with a salesperson there holding up a calendar so you know it's right now, and you're Skyping or FaceTiming, they walk you through the whole car. They'll even do a test drive. You'll pick your color out, everything. Then they work out the price, blah, blah, blah. They get your financing in place. And then there's two ways to get the car. Either it gets safely, no contact delivery right to your door. In other words, you look out your window, they'll call you and say you're delivering your car. You see the people delivering it. They'll sanitize the doorknob down. They'll put the paperwork in a sanitized box. They'll get into their tow truck, and they'll go off to wherever they're going. And then you go out at your own time and see your brand new car. That's how easy it is. Now, the other thing they do imagine a parking. Now, listen to this. This is even better. Imagine a parking garage, excuse me, maybe 3 or 4 stories high, in complete steel and glass, just a beautiful structure. It looks like a giant. You know, when you go into work and you go to the food machine and you look and you have choices of everything, you press a button, it spins around, shows you the salad, spins around, you see the yogurt and the banana and such, and you put your money in, you press the button, the window opens, boom, boom, you take out your stuff. Literally, you go there to pick up your car, if that's your delivery choice. You go there, you put in your punch card into the thing, you stand back, and automatically your car gets put on an elevator and driven and literally lowered down. And you go in, the key is right there, it comes through a box, just like when you go to the pharmacy and pick up your medicine from the drive-thru, and you get in your car and you drive. Yes.
What about test driving it?
No, you're supposed to, you have a total guarantee, you have a 4 month guarantee to send it back. They guarantee the car, you get the Carfax on it, you have every information. And this is only, by the way, mostly on new cars, but now they're offering it on used cars as well. So it's incredible. So, I mean, people are bored, and if you have money and you're sitting here, what am I going to buy today? What an incredible thing. Honey, I really want to get that new car. Let's just order it, and if we don't like it, we can return it. But we'll just sit here, relax, and then tomorrow afternoon we'll go have a picnic in our new Land Cruiser. You know, I mean, why not? I mean, if I could afford to do that, there's no way in the world I wouldn't do that. That would be the funnest thing in the world.
I've never even had a robotic vacuum cleaner, let alone
Yeah. Well, hey,
oh my gosh.
There are advertisements. You can get vacuum cleaners too. It's really happening. So you can anyway.
Oh, wow.
If you have no money, you have no money, and you want to do something for fun, then you get creative. If you have some extra money to spend, you can do something for fun, get creative, and buy yourself a motorcycle that you always wanted, or maybe I don't know anything. I'll give you a hint. There's a guy across the street from my house. I've been watching him for a couple of years. Nice elderly, older person like me. And he's doing his mowing every day by this hand mower. And I'm thinking the other day, I'm going, gosh, you know, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. I always crack up when you see somebody who has a little yard, but they have the, and especially you see a lot of retirees, God bless them, and they have that little lawn tractor, you know, and,
uh-huh.
and they bring it out, and they only have a yard about as big as yours, you know, and but they have that lawn tractor, and it's a big deal. They'll put their baseball hat on and their Carhartts, and they'll go out and they'll do the work, like as if they used to do on the farm years ago. Well, this nice man across the street, I've been watching him very meticulously once a week with a hand push mower. It's you know, gas engine mower, but it's hand push, not you know. And he does this thing, and I'm going, oh, man, he's so good. He does so great. And yesterday or the day before I go out, he has a shiny, brand new lawn tractor. I think it's a Craftsman. I mean, it's charcoal gray plastic with a beautiful bagger. I mean, they get fancy these days, you know. And he's on there, and I'm looking, I'm going, holy smoke, he got one, you know. Now, I imagine he probably did the same thing. He called up and had it delivered. I can't see him going out to the public, or maybe he ordered it, or maybe one of his kids got it for him. But that's what I'm talking about. If you have the ability to do something joyful. Now, Rhonda, why don't you tell everybody what you're having done today? Because I think it's an incredible thing, and it's going to be have multi-use.
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, go vacationing and doing all this stuff. Well, obviously, none of us are doing any of that right now. So, and I'm not back at work yet either. So I'm kind of like, well, what am I, you know, all this stuff is going on. What can I do that would be an investment? Definitely not a car. I mean, gosh, I couldn't afford it. Brand new car if I wanted to. I don't want to go on an 8-month cycle because then eventually I'm going to just hit the yin yang. But regardless of that, I had decided I got a bum arm. I can't build. I'm not a carpenter. I don't know anybody. And I definitely can't move dirt around because my right arm has been messed up for quite a while. So that's not going to happen. So I found some laborers, people that were able to come today, and they're building about 4 boxes. They have their important mask on so they can do their job. Nobody's back there with them. I'm inside, they're outside, so it's a safe zone. We're not going to be exchanging hands of any sort, and I won't be doing any different. I'll just be handing them my card just like I would if I went to the market, you know, and doing my spray down once it's done. But they're now going, and they're getting dirt right now to fill it up, and they're creating 4 boxes for vegetables and herbs for me in my backyard, which I'm really excited about considering, you know, the way the stores and everything are right now. I think it's not only just a good investment for me, but it's a good way for me to extend if I have any ability for my loved ones and people in my life.
Yeah, well, you know, why not? I think it's a great, admirable, good project, but that's what I'm talking about. You can get on your phone, you can get home and say, hey, I think I like some garden boxes. Call somebody and they'll be at your house to build them. I mean, what a great thing. I think that, you know, I'd like to offer my services and say, look, anybody out there that wants an incredible chef's delicious meal, I have my own equipment. I can actually come to your house in your front yard. You don't have to see me or talk to me or anything. I will safely cook you a beautiful dinner. I'll give you all the price information. You just, you know, pay through PayPal or whatever. And I'll have a beautiful dinner cooked on your lawn tonight, exactly at 6:00. And you'll love it. It'll be beautiful. You're getting it from a chef that's been doing it for 50 years. I can guarantee that you're going to have an amazing meal. So if you're interested, you can write me. Now, what if I actually get somebody that writes me and wants that? I'm going to have to get it together and do it. But, you know, why not? And same thing with you, Rhonda. You could offer to do a concert on somebody's front lawn.
No, I think I'll pass. There's enough concerts going on online. I'm just
right,
just
but
doing
I'm
the
talking
boxes
about
right.
Live and, I'm talking about right.
Yeah,
in
I'm
front
just doing
people right. Live.
Yeah, well, I'm just doing what people normally do, even if there wasn't this, you know, virus going on. I'm just getting a garden going, so it's probably what everybody's doing right now. If they probably don't have to hire somebody out like I do, because maybe they're able to do it. Or maybe they have a husband who's able to do it. Maybe they can lift dirt, but
or maybe they know
I can't
somebody
do that right
that
now.
Knows how to do it, but they don't want to ask them.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the most important thing is you're going to have the greatest zucchinis, because you do have a green thumb, by the way. I've never known anybody that can turn a plant that's looking like it's, you know, in its last stages and bring it back to life. How do you do that?
I don't know. Just
hello?
Years and years of having family and parents and a family who basically raised gardens and worked the fields. So just something some
yeah,
people
well,
have or they don't, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's the magic. It is a magic touch, because I bet if you took two people and had the same contest, right, called Bring the Plant Back, that's our new game show, and two people, you know, you were one of the contestants and then the other person was the other contestant, you'd win every time.
Well, I don't know about that, but.
All right. Well, what can I tell you? It's my belief. Anyway, so in local news, there are some interesting things going on, and I would say that probably the most interesting I read today is that there happens to be, I guess, a band of these porch pirates. Since everybody was speaking about ordering things online and people delivering, well, packages are up, delivery of Amazon or UPS or FedEx or the post office is up, and people are deciding their home and they need this and they need that. In some cases, it's just food products. A lot of people are buying like dry goods via internet now, which makes a lot of sense, especially big bags of flour and things like that. And there's evidently a band of porch pirates that are active in Skagit and in Whatcom County. And they basically are, I don't know how they're doing it. Maybe they have an inside, they probably maybe have an inside connection with UPS or FedEx to know when certain packages are going to be delivered. But basically, be really aware that if you've ordered something by mail, try to make sure you can look out there every now and then and bring it inside as fast as possible as a warning. And that warning has been put out by the Sheriff's Department as well. So I'm just repeating that. Interesting. And we heard about that around Christmas time this year, you know. It's like somebody actually took Rhonda's little bird from her food box the other day. Maybe just thinking that it was part of the giveaway.
But obviously they thought that, but I've kept stuff out off the top of it now.
Well, I think that, you know, they're going to be really happy with that little bird anyway. So inadvertently, unplanned, you still made somebody, brightened somebody's day with that little bird.
Well, you know, our community is like everybody's always had like stuff they put outside, you know, it says free or whatever. But I've noticed even more so that people are putting substantially good stuff out online to show people that they have clothes or shoes or whatever, you know, and they put it out to where somebody to stop by and grab it. It's just free, you know, because we don't have any of our, I don't think any of our thrift stores are open. So a lot of people are putting that stuff on free in their yard. So
that's
been interesting too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a virtual thrift store. I think that's a really good idea, actually. You know,
it is
again,
a good idea.
You could have a central location and have different people drop different things off and then go through them. But, you know, again, this is the cross-contamination problem, unfortunately, as great of an idea that is. Just like all the work that you have to do to make sure that your box is safe out there and hopefully people are respecting it when they come and get stuff. It's the same thing with getting boxes of clothes and things like that, which is a great idea, but you have to really be set up correctly to be able to go through those things that people may leave for free, you know. And it's not anything wrong with the blessing of the people that are leaving them. It's just the idea that right now we just have to think about things in such a different way, you know. But the generosity is great. I mean, I've seen bicycles on the streets now. People are a lot of free bikes all over the place, which, you know. And actually, it's a good idea because if you do get a bike, it's something you can do solo by yourself carefully and be able to get some exercise and fresh air. So I think it's actually a good idea. All right. Anyway, Oh, there she is. Okay.
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell with that delay. You're talking, so I don't want to talk over your delay.
Just as soon as I stop, wait 3 seconds at the most and start talking, you know?
Okay.
That's how it works. And that's unfortunate technology. That's just the way it is. There are certain formats that are a little bit more direct, but it has a lot to do right now, from what I've been told, the lag is caused because there's such a high volume of internet traffic right now, like so much more, you know, than the bandwidth is a little tight right now. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but the other deal is that a lot of the internet companies and cable companies are offering free subscriptions, which, trust me, take advantage of. There's so many really great shows that you get a chance to watch. If you didn't want to spend the extra $10 a month, you could get 3 months free and then decide if you don't want it after 3 months, you don't have to, you're not obligated to pay. So if those of you are kind of bored a little bit, not that you should be watching stuff on TV all the time, but let me tell you what, there's nothing wrong with taking a break every few hours for a half hour, an hour. If you've already been outside, you've been in the garden, you've been doing chores, you've been cooking, sit down and watch something that you maybe never would have seen before because you didn't have the cable for subscription or satellite. And let me tell you, just some really, really great films and great series out there. I was telling Rhonda E. about one I've been watching about the state of Oregon in the late 70s and 80s dealing with Rajneesh, the spiritual advisor from India, who built a gigantic complex and commune in eastern Oregon in a little town that was once a small little town of 40 people. And I forgot all about that, but it was a huge scandal and a huge thing that went on for a couple of years. And they finally made a documentary on it, which I think is incredible. It's educational, and it's an interesting study of our culture and people. So I'd recommend that one for sure.
Right.
Anyway, that's what I know. I noticed a couple of really good cooking channels out there that have been also doing some free subscriptions to interesting things that you could cook in your quarantine, especially with goods that you might have stored, canned tomatoes and canned beans and canned things that you have in your cabinets, in your pantry. But a lot of good baking tips. In fact, you know, when I went to the store the other day, what they were totally sold out of?
What's that?
Yeast. Yeast is really hard to find right now. And that was because of, the fact that a lot of people are baking.
I have a really good recipe for a 5-ingredient peanut butter cookie.
That's good. Can you say it verbally right now? Or can you...
Sure, yeah. I got
this.
So basically,
we'll put it up on the site.
Yes, but it's a 5-ingredient peanut butter cookie. And so the recipe supplies you would need would be, obviously this is a small batch. If you're going to, double it or triple it, then that would be on you to figure out that math part of it. But it's 1 cup of creamy peanut butter.
Hold on one second.
Milk.
Let give everybody a chance to get a writing implement before you start. Everybody get a pencil and paper or use your phone because this sounds like it's going to be a really good one. Okay, go for it, Rhonda.
1 cup of creamy peanut butter, 1/2 cup of milk chocolate chips, 1 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1 large egg. Now, for the direction part of it, mix all ingredients except chocolate chips when blended, then mix in the chocolate chips. And then using your hands in the form of 1.5-inch balls, place onto a parchment-lined cooking sheet, and it should make about 12 balls. Make the oven at the 350-degree, cook for 9 minutes, let sit on the cookie sheet for about 1 minute before removing them to cool on the rack, and after 15 minutes, enjoy. There you go. Hello?
Oops, see, I'm playing around with the buttons because everything is acting weird here. Because I didn't want to, there was some noise and I didn't want to make noise during what you were talking about, so I muted it. But what I was going to say is I just want to go outside right now and start baking, get all my stuff and start baking some of those. It sounds delicious. And I have a bunch of peanut butter and flour and stuff too. So I was having dreams about egg, but I have to get some made today for sure. Oh, it looks like I lost Rhonda E. again. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so we're here, and we're just moving right along. I think what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put on some music and just take a little time for a second and see what's going on music-wise. So I think we got some really good tunes to play, y'all. And let's see what we got here. All right, this is something that I wish we could be doing today. This is Crisscross. Rhonda E., you back. Hello, Rhonda E. Oh, I guess not. All right, we're having some issues, sadly, but we've lost her a couple of times, and let's see if we can bring her back one more time and say goodbye. We only have a minute or two. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Is it going to happen or not? Anyway, well, I want to thank everybody for listening today, and it's been an interesting show. We got a little distracted by some technical differences. I'm going to have to make sure that Ms. Rod E. understands a little bit more about how to control the phone on her side, because it's tricky if you don't do it all the time. Sometimes it's just not easy to figure out. So. But anyway, thank you for listening today. We'll be back tonight. Lots going on. And I'll get to more of it, and I'm sorry about the lack of a little time lag there. So let me tell you one more thing. You can write me at Chef Duarto, that's C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And we could, answer any questions and invite you to the show, all kinds of stuff. So do me a favor, please, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, tune in again tonight at 9 o'clock. By the way, we got meteors, we got all kinds of stuff going on, so it'll be fun. All right. Talk to you later. Thank you for coming in.